This written story is also offered to you as a sound version with the help of AI narration, so we can share real articles on real people to a wider audience. The voices may be digital, but the stories and their impact are unique and personal.
This is the story of Alexia Giroux, the 2024 RSM European Net Playoffs winner. This story originated from an in-depth interview with Alexia, which can be found at www.edgargolf.com. So, without further ado, I hope you enjoy learning about Alexia's journey in golf and how the RSM European Playoffs were a memorable week in her golfing career.
When Alexia Giroux qualified for the 2024 RSM European Playoffs, it was in part the summation of a remarkable comeback through golf that has significantly helped Alexia's physical and mental health after facing a major trauma in her life. When aged 30, Alexia awoke paralyzed due to a tumor in the spinal cord. Today she has a balance problem and no sensation under the left knee. Alexia tells us,
"I woke up paralyzed. In a few days, your life changes, and then with little hope of ever walking again. We ask ourselves a lot of questions at such times, but I was very well supported by those around me. I wanted to recover, and I gave 200% to get there. It wasn't easy, but each little victory over this body was fantastic. My passion for golf motivated me to get back up. I absolutely wanted to play again."
Recovery to walk and promote balance was a triumph in itself. It took Alexia nearly a year to be able to try golf again at all, and 2 years before she could play more regularly.
"I recreated a swing first with my arms only, and then slowly the body found a movement again. To this day, I try to turn as much as possible around an axis in order to limit any imbalance. All this was created with several coaches, including Frank Mora, my first coach, and Frederic Coupillard, coach of the French team. I also work at my club with Benoit Cugnot."
Later in September 2024, Alexia was standing on the tee in the watery sunshine at Northants Golf Club in England, ready for the final in the net category of the RSM European Playoffs. This smiling but focused woman from southwest France was ready to take on José Bagnarelli, a skillful Italian player who also had to fight to regain mobility and balance after a motorcycle crash. The pair enjoy a great mutual respect and are firm friends, having played many Edgar-supported tournaments. In the closest match of the week, Alexia would win a dramatic net final, but only after the encounter was all square after 18 holes, needing five extra sudden-death playoff holes to find a champion in the late summer dusk.
"Finishing my final on the 23rd hole, playing against my great friend José, was like a dream for me. Despite this friendship, the game was at times a little tense. We both wanted to go to the end of this adventure with its twists and turns. My approach to the green on the 18th to a few centimetres from the flag, when I thought I had lost, remains a special memory."
It's not all about competition for Alexia, who loves her work at architectural firm AND Architect and is a member at golf club Agent Bon Encontre.
"I also like to volunteer to encourage others. During our golf initiation sessions for people with a disability, we very quickly see the health benefits. It's great that we can support other people."
Being able to join friends in the great outdoors and also to reflect on life alone in the fresh air with a golf club in your hand is important, says Alexia.
"Spring, summer, and autumn are fabulous seasons at the golf course. Summer is the one that offers us optimal playing conditions. If I couldn't play golf, I go hiking, but golf remains an activity in the middle of nature, and I need it. Indeed, there are days when I manage my balance problems less well. When fatigue takes over, it becomes complicated, but I adapt. I make my day on the course work with the best swing of the day that I have to limit the damage on my scorecard. The crucial thing for me is I have, whatever happens, the possibility to play, and that's the most important thing.
It was a fellow French national, Nino Auerbach, a golfer who plays with one arm, who had inspired Alexia to try G4D events, and today, aged 49 and playing off a golf handicap of 13.7, Alexia is playing her very best golf and wanted to commend Nino for his assistance and also offer special thanks to Patricia, Celine, Melanie, Isa, and Nadia, who are of absolute support. This mutual encouragement is one of the celebrated assets of G4D in competition, practice, play, or simply encouraging people with any disability, physical, neurological, sensory, or intellectual, to try the game. None of this work would be possible without the support of organizations that believe in the power of inclusion. RSM, a global leader in audit, tax, and consulting, has been a committed partner to EDGAR, helping to expand access to the game and ensure that golfers of all abilities are given the chance to compete and grow. RSM's involvement is about creating a culture in which golf truly becomes a game for everyone. Alexia sums it up.
I love golf for walking in nature and sharing a game with friends. Golf is a disabled-friendly sport. The ball is static, and it's magical to see people who think they can't play sport but discover that golf is possible. There are two very different things about friendship in golf. The first is to meet the players we know again, and this is always very nice. While the second is the new encounters and these moments shared on the course. For someone with a disability, golf allows you to meet people and it limits isolation.
I hope that you enjoyed Alexia's story. Our thanks go to RSM, who support the European playoffs and create opportunities for players such as Alexia to compete in life-changing events. Stay tuned for the next RSM Playoff Winners episode.